Bickley and Marotta's Big Red Poetry Slam.
Oh, yes. My brothers and sisters, thank you again for gathering here. I'm sorry to say that if anybody took my beret, give it back. I paid nearly $2 at a thrift store for that. Now, I will recap the Cardinals game in poetry form here with the Big Red Poetry Slam. Here we go. Has it been 1 week or two? Because I have deja vu. After a loss to the same Niners foe. Now, I know they were away, over there by the bay. And that game made me shout sour dope! At first you couldn't tell, because it started so well. The O was good and so was the D. And each Niners blunder made me stop and wonder, which one of these teams leads the NFC? But don't relax, I've learned, because the tide quickly turned, and that 16-point lead was gone. The riled-up fans and the city of San Fran hasn't been this excited since Full House was on. And wouldn't you know, the same problems showed again and again and again. What Jimmy G did was like a Montana Young hybrid, and Ross Dweller looked like a Hall of Fame tight end. And then there's Dave. Can his career be saved? Because his struggles, you just cannot hide. No carries, few snaps, makes you wonder, perhaps, if things actually ended better for Bonnie and Clyde. So we're here at the bye, and we're wondering why. They aren't good, and what can be helped? To summarize the feelings of the Redbirds, with only one word, well, I guess I'd have to say, welp.
My favorite part of this week's poem is when Jarrett tried to combine the 49ers tight end with a Friends character and,
yes.
made him Ross Dweller.
I know. I realized that as I was reading it.